Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for coming this afternoon. In the next hour or so, I'm going to introduce you to a completely new concept in toy manufacture. I shall begin by talking about the market research which led to the development of this product. Then I shall explain the technical developments, the production, and our marketing strategy. Finally, I shall outline our recommendations as to how you can make this product a success in your territory. By the end of the hour, you will be able to see why Bybury Systems are so committed to this new venture, and why we are so confident that we can capture the American market. So, let's begin with the background.
Can I speak to Phil Watson, please? This is Jenny from Bybury Systems.
Hello, Phil Watson.
Phil, this is Jenny from the marketing department of Bybury Systems.
Hi, Jenny. How's life?
Complicated. I've been leaving urgent messages for you for the last few days, but you obviously haven't seen them. I'm afraid it looks as though our competitors, JK Toys, have got something that is very similar to Big Boss.
Oh, no. How similar?
It's bad news. JK Toys are launching their product in 6 weeks' time, so we have decided to bring forward our launch date again. Can you bring over your designs so Don can see them?
They're not finished yet, but I'll bring everything I have.
So to sum up, everything indicated that the market was ready for a high-tech product. A product that would appeal to both parents and children. A product that lets the user decide the character of the toy. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce a breakthrough in toy technology. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Big Boss.
My name is Big Boss. In 6 months' time, everyone here in the United States of America will be talking about Big Boss. And you, my friends, can take a share in my incredible success.
Derek, I've got 15 minutes, that's all. I have a meeting with the accountant.
I would just like you to take a look. It won't take long. It's a development of Big Boss. It's Big Boss Mark II.
It looks a bit like Big Boss.
But it has emotions. It can cry, it can laugh. Not just make the noise. Every doll on the market can do that. No, Mark II can actually make the movements and the gestures. It is programmed to look happy, sad, angry, or tired at the touch of a button, or even by voice control.
Derek, I can see you've done a lot of work on this. It does look ingenious. How long has it taken you?
Months. I think it's a real breakthrough.
How difficult will it be to manufacture?
We have new materials here. Have you seen the new treated plastics?
They are very flexible. They are much more adaptable than the Big Boss material. And we have the technology.
take a look at these basic designs. I'll show you what I mean.
It will cost a fortune to develop. It will cost 3 times as much as Big Boss.
Not that much. It is an expensive product, but Big Boss is selling upmarket.
Let's see what Don and Kate say. But I think it will cost too much.
To conclude the presentation, we have seen that Big Boss can succeed in the American market. We have a product that can give the user more than anything else on the market. There is nothing that can touch it. Our competitors cannot deliver the technology, they cannot match our price, and they can't compete with our television campaign. Big Boss is going to be coast to coast at peak hours every day in the new year. And how much are we spending on this campaign? Well, let's have a look at the individual territories.
This is the wording which I agreed with Edward.
Fine. It's very clear. And I think these colors work very well.
We'll have 3 different photographs of the boss on the display.
Yes, I like these 2 stills, but I'm not sure about that one.
There are plenty of options. Have a look at these cons.
How soon will this be camera ready?
By next Tuesday.
I really need this for tomorrow.
Tomorrow? That's difficult.
How difficult?
It'll be ready for tomorrow.